secured to the blades. The men had to use many leaves to return the bayonets to their original bare metal shine. The vet wondered why only the one man, number four, had been left alive. But he was not going to ask questions. The lieutenant lit another cigarette. He then offered one to the vet, who accepted it in silence, and, after putting it between his lips, struck his own match. His hand did not tremble, but it seemed to have lost all feeling, as if he were wearing thick gloves. "These men were cadets in the Manchukuo Army Officer Training School," said the lieutenant. "They refused to participate in the defense of Xinjiang. They killed two of their Japanese instructors last night and tried to run away. We caught them during night patrol, killed four of them on the spot and captured the other four. Two more escaped in the dark." The lieutenant rubbed his beard with the palm of his hand. "They were trying to make their getaway in baseball uniforms. I guess they thought they'd be arrested as deserters if they wore their military uniforms, or maybe they were afraid of what communist troops would do to them if they were caught in their Manchukuo uniforms. Anyway, all they had in their barracks to wear besides their cadet outfits were uniforms of the officer training school baseball team. So they tore off the names and tried to get away wearing these. I don't know if you know, but the school had a great team. They used to go to Taiwan and Korea for friendly games. That guy..." And here the lieutenant motioned towards the man tied to the tree, "was captain of the team, and batted cleanup. We think he was the one who organized the getaway. He killed the two instructors with a bat. The instructors knew there was trouble in the barracks and weren't going to distribute weapons to the cadets until it was an absolute emergency. But they forgot about the baseball bats. Both of them had their skulls cracked open. They probably died instantly. Two perfect home runs. This is the bat." The lieutenant asked the corporal to bring the bat to him. He passed the bat to the vet. The doctor took it in both hands and held it up in front of his face the way a player does when stepping into the batter's box. It was just an ordinary bat, not very well made, with a rough finish and an uneven grain. It was heavy, though, and well broken in. The handle was black with sweat. It didn't look like a bat that had recently been used to kill two human beings. After getting a feel for its weight, the vet handed it back to the lieutenant, who gave it a few easy swings, handling it like an expert. "Do you play baseball?" the lieutenant asked the vet. "All the time when I was a kid." "Too grown up now?"
"No more baseball for me,"
the vet said, and he was on the verge of asking,
"How about you, Lieutenant?"
when he swallowed the words.
"I've been ordered to beat this guy to death with the same bat he used," the lieutenant said in a dry voice as he tapped the ground with the tip of the bat. "An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Just between you and me, I think the order stinks. What the hell good is it going to do to kill these guys? We don't have any planes left. We don't have any warships. Our best troops are dead. Some kind of special new bomb wiped out the whole city of Hiroshima in a split second. We're either going to be swept out of Manchuria or we'll all be killed. And China will belong to the Chinese again. We've already killed a lot of Chinese, and adding a few bodies to the count isn't going to make any difference. But orders are orders. I'm a soldier, and I have to follow orders. We killed the tigers and leopards yesterday, and today we have to kill these guys. So take a good look, doctor. This is another way for people to die. You're a doctor, so you're probably used to knives and blood and guts, but you've probably never seen anyone beaten to death with a baseball bat."
The lieutenant ordered the corporal to bring player number four, cleanup batter, to the edge of the hole. Once again, they tied his hands behind his back. Then they blindfolded him and forced him to kneel on the ground. He was a tall, well-built young man with massive arms the size of most people's thighs. The lieutenant called over one young soldier and handed him the bat. kill him with this," he said. The young soldier stood at attention.